with Olivia out of town. The kids are in bed. I hope you're ready for tomorrow for Sunday. I know I'm excited to see you all tomorrow. Olivia should get home in a few minutes, so I think it's a good time to do devotions before she gets here. So, busy day. We had the church cleanup day today, and so that was busy. And then we've gotten kind of country out here lately. We are in the middle of building a chicken coop, so we got the foundation, well, not the foundation, but the floor and stuff laid. So just a busy day. How was your Saturday? What did you do today? I hope you had a great time, no matter what you did. But this is where we get together, coffee and devotions, this Sunday evening. Thanks for joining me tonight. This is where we get into God's Word every day. We grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, why don't we go ahead and have, well, I don't have coffee. It's 9:30 at night. Why don't we go ahead and we'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your Word. We pray now that as we read your Word, that you would bless us, that we might praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Psalm 75. To the chief musician, set to, do not destroy, a psalm of Asaph, a psalm. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks, for your wondrous works declare that your name is near. When I choose the proper time, I will judge uprightly. The earth and its inhabitants and all its inhabitants are dissolved. I set up its pillars firmly. I said to the boastful, do not be boastful, and to the wicked, do not lift up the horn. Do not lift up your horn on high. Do not speak with a stiff neck. For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He puts down one, he exalts the other. For in the hands of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red, and is fully mixed, and he pours it out. Surely its dregs shall be shall all the wicked of the earth drain and drink down. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked I will also cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Isn't that a great blessing to know? That even though the wicked might set themselves up, even though we might look around and see the culture around us and see the power structures around us as those who are given over to iniquity and licentiousness, we know that the Lord's going to judge. We know that God is the one who will judge righteously. We know that one day our Lord will return, and on his name, or on his thigh, is written the name Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. We don't need to fear. We can be patient. We can trust in the Lord. And we can have hope every day of our lives. Not because we're righteous in and of ourselves, but because we have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Why don't we pray? Father, we thank you so much for this night. We thank you that you have not had us drink deeply of the wine of your wrath, but that you had your very own son drink the cup of wrath for us. Lord, we do look forward to the day when we will worship you face to face, when you will make all things right again. We thank you for your mercy towards us. Give us a good night's sleep tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you tonight. May he give you a great night's sleep. I'm so glad my wife is coming home in the next few minutes, and I will see you tomorrow for worship. Have a great day. Bye.